Hey, this is Amber for another edition of the Leading Hearts Instant Writers Podcast, and I have a special lady on the line, Pastor Svetlana Papazov of Real Life Church and Entrepreneurial Center. Such a unique combination. Svetlana, tell me a little bit about this unique out-of-the-box approach to ministry where you've created this meld of church and business.
All right. Amber, it is such a pleasure and an honor to address your audience, to talk to you today. It has been an exciting journey for me, and really exciting last 3 months, because This past Sunday was our third month. We launched the church on January the 17th, and you know, all of those sleepless nights or nights when in the middle of the night I would wake up in panic and say, oh my goodness, we're just going to be planting a church. Would anybody ever want to come and listen to me? It is so very unique. And I don't know, I'm talking about the uniqueness of a church planting journey. You know, when you're preparing to open something, but in addition to opening a church in a new community, we moved from Maryland to Virginia, to the Richmond metro area, about a year and a half ago. And so we are bringing you to the community, and that was not enough, but we also brought a very new model of church to this community. And so, needless to say, there were some stressors and some questions. How would the community receive a very unique, out-of-the-box marketplace church? Because what we have planted is a type of church that opens its doors Monday through Sunday. And Monday through Saturday, we're actually Real Life Center for Entrepreneurial and Leadership Excellence. What that is an incubator that flourishes small businesses and also social entrepreneurs. We come alongside people with bold dreams, and we help them walk them through the path, the difficult path, really. Doing small business, launching a small business, flourishing that small business, getting that business to the next level. And yes, so that is not a small task, even if we just wanted to start that. You know, that's a huge startup. It's not just one business. It is a business that actually helps businesses, and it's a difficult venture to begin with. Then that is actually the vehicle of our outreach. My understanding of church is that we need to walk our core values into our community. And somehow, when you look at church models, we talk about outreach arms of the ministry that we do, and it's almost like a separate department. And it never sat well with me. I was an entrepreneur, led small businesses, you know, with my husband. We had four of them, and we led them very successfully for 13 years. But God continued to show me the gap between the marketplace and the church. And so we aspire to go to do those beautiful things on Sunday morning.
Yes.
You know, we preach them, we inspire people, we get them pumped up, and then somehow we tell them that one word would really change the whole landscape, you know, during the spring. And it really takes the body of Christ to go very openly and intentionally in the marketplace. So the model, you know, the Real Life Church now practices this, was birthed from that gap. And we look at ourselves as a bridge between the marketplace and the church. We want to walk our core values, our core deep beliefs, from Sunday morning into the Monday morning scene of work, economics, and entrepreneurship. That is what we have created.
As vision-oriented people, as dreamers, what is the main challenge you see in the people who come to you? This is my dream. This is what I want to see happen. What do you see the main challenges that people have in getting to where they want to go in their dreams and visions, in their business and ministry?
That's an excellent question. And I had to actually address it recently, and I wrote shortly about that. The dreams are dime a dozen. I mean, sorry to come across.
Dreams are a dime a dozen. Yeah.
But we're dreamers, we dream.
Yeah.
The question is, can we boldly go after the God-sized dreams that we have, And can we land this plane? You know, can the rubber meet the road?
Yes.
And often, I would say more often than not, unfortunately, the dreams we have, they never materialize because there is such a resistance. Everything we know has to change in order for a new birth to happen. And you know that, which is the natural birth. I mean, this is, it's beautiful when the baby is growing on the inside, but that's when the baby wants to come out or the birth. Yes. And so that pain prevents so many. Get to the point where the dream gets out of aspiration.
Yes.
In the dreaming world, and really we put some strategy and speed to walk it in real life. Those are the things that I feel I'm uniquely, that God has uniquely gifted me. I love strategy. I'm a business development strategist and leadership development strategist because I see dreams, but then it's very important to put feet to those dreams, that you need to really know how to materialize them so they can be birthed, and
yes,
then you can develop them. So I would say the pain of change is just really very scary to so many people.
When you're a dreamer, you can't go it alone. It's very hard to succeed in a dream. Now, in this venture with Real Life Church and Entrepreneurial Center, who are your main cheerleaders and help the people who helped you along the way in developing your dream for this church and a center?
Thank you for asking this question. And I hope my answer would be just such an encouragement to people that are listening to me and probably have dreams and have no idea they're going to have teams to come alongside them to get that dream, birth and then going. Because it's not just about, you know, getting it out there, but it's like, how do we develop it from here? I will speak out of experience right now, not out of my theory, because on theory, I thought that I had to have a team lined up a whole bunch of months prior to the dream. Yes. And my experience didn't quite track with my theory. And what I mean by that is, as we moved from Maryland to Virginia, and I shared my dream, but more so, I'm also very pastoral, and I share ministry with people, and that means, you know, prayers, and God begins to move, and they experience the presence of God, and the healings of God, and all of that. We amassed a group of people, about 30, actually, for the first 60, for the first probably 90 days or more, that began to track with us. But they all had a different understanding of what the dream looked like. And we came to one point that it was really last April, very early in the preparation of the planting of this dream, where I realized that they and I are not on the same team. Because they couldn't quite grasp the marketplace expression. They haven't seen it before. A whole bunch of people, when we are dreamers, when we are entrepreneurs, the rest of them are hearing our vision, our story, through their own experience. And if they haven't seen it, they cannot quite grasp it. And I began to hear, oh my goodness, we just feel the presence of God. We love the presence of God. When we come and gather with you and your husband. But you know what? We don't quite get the marketplace thing. I mean, if you just talk about that, we really want to help you plan.
Yeah.
And then we have people that would want them to hijack the tree. Take it in places where maybe they were dreaming. So, and I hope somebody's hearing me about that. We have to be godly stewards of the God-sized dream that He has entrusted in our possession. So, this is very important. We actually let go of the first, about all of them, except for a couple of families that were able to chat with us, and the team that came alongside honestly began to come around us after we found the building, the location. They began to see what it looks like. There was a physical expression. So our team that's now, and the team is amazing. The people that God's bringing to us, just amazing, such high caliber people. They came after they saw the beginning of the dream and were able to kind of grasp it and get it much better. So don't be discouraged if at the beginning you're the only dreamer and you only see it. You need to protect the dream, not let others take it in the direction.
And one thing about the dream split bonnet that I've realized is you start out, but don't be afraid to be flexible and allow God to mold it along the way. And when you find something that works, that works. But if you find something that doesn't quite go, you have to be open to how that changes along the way, because sometimes we can be so controlling of that dream, we don't allow God to give us vision on how he's moving the journey from what we think. Because a lot of times it opens up and it is way bigger than we have ever imagined.
That gave me one of the most precious advisors that I've ever gotten. He's an entrepreneur, so he was really getting the dream that I'm talking about. And I remembered what he said to me, and I never let go of that advice. He said, you know what? When you're pregnant with a dream, you're envisioning your baby to look like a certain way.
Yes.
You know, and you're just so preparing, and you're maybe looking at sonograms, and you're thinking, you know, what the baby's going to look like. And then it's birth. And then you grab it in your hands and you say, oh, that's what you look like. You say, be willing to go with that flow. So I counsel often the startups that come to me. I say, hey, remember, you're a startup. That means that none of your policies can be in concrete. None of your protocols can be in concrete. You need to allow a startup process. That means you've seen a need and you're ready to answer the need. By the way, that's a great definition of how to start an entrepreneurial, an enterprise, an entrepreneurial venture. You must be answering the need. For our cases, God has called us to be the bridge between church values on Sunday morning and marketplace expression of work economics and entrepreneurship during the week. And we have seen the weakness and the gap, and that there wasn't anybody willing to bridge that gap. So we are the answer. Okay, so we are bridge. But what is that bridge going to look like? Let's allow the Holy Spirit to take us there and to shape and form it. And the team that's going to come alongside you is key of how God's going to begin to make this. Let's remember, we are the body of Christ, and people, different people with different giftings, and the Holy Spirit manifests himself, you know, through every individual that God's going to put in that local church, or the individuals are going to be on your team, because even your team as a Christian team is going to be this expression of a local body of Christ that manifests the different gifts.
Yes.
And so now we have just amazing people that have come alongside us that understand business, but also they're recording artists, they're singers, they get the website, the social media, also can work with you, they can work with it. I could never have touched all of those areas. We do not have the right team, but the team comes after you're bold enough to start the vision.
And I think that you hit on something really important, is there's things that you have to have other hands to be helping you out, because that's not necessarily where God is calling you to focus your gift. Even if it's in your ministry, you have to have a reign of allowing people into your vision that are actually going to strategically help you with some insights like web development or social media or writing or whatever you need to accomplish. They're going to be people that God strategically puts in your life that are supposed to help and guide you and support you as you move forward. And that's where the common vision comes through. Yes. Because when I see ministry and when I want to come under and support that, I learn about the ministry's values, the people who are heading it, and we want to be open to that free-flowing exchange of information and knowledge and support. I think that is, you know, because it is a corporate. It's a corporate type concept. I want to just kind of switch gears. How can women in the marketplace, in the ministry, a lot of times it's focused on this is ministry and this is business. Why is it important for women in ministry or in some sort of ministry to kind of get into the business mindset to do effective ministry?
I think somehow in the church, we think the B word, the B business is a bad word. I don't understand that. I think business is nothing more than understanding how God orders things. Business has so much to do with how we do economic exchange between people. So if I can create value for you, you can create value for me. How can we do that in a very respectful, God-fearing manner?
Yes.
And in that exchange, that's what's called business. This is the way of me investing in you, you investing back in me. Because if I'm arrogant enough to think that nobody needs to invest in me, then I'm just really not going to go too far. And so we need to allow a mindset that entrepreneurs hold. And these are mindsets of innovation and creativity. And we have to understand that the Holy Spirit is really modeling the entrepreneurial mindset for us.
Yes.
Paul encourages us that we need to not only have the fruit of the Spirit, we need to walk in step with the Spirit. Spirit always does new things in this earth. Mm-hmm. We never sit around and wait on something that he has done yesterday. He's walking today in your marketplace, in the storms of your day,
yes,
in the darkness, because the kingdom of God is not a passive thing. We don't just defend ourselves. We go on the offensive. How
yes
are you going to go on the offensive if you don't see the newness, the ingenuity, the creativity, and if it is not Christian food?
Mm-hmm.
We are created in the image of God, and those of us that are transformed after his son, Jesus Christ, we carry this creativity to another level, that newness in the earth that we bring. Transform expression of the children of God that are walking this earth. This is all about a creative new work that we need to continue to be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ and his purposes in this earth, and also to see our communities transformed. So we cannot wall ourselves behind the, you know, security safe walls of the church. And what we have actually done, we have said the walls of this place is actually an investing arm of the work of the Holy Spirit into our community. We have put ourselves in the middle of that community and saying, how can we invest value in you?
Yes,
and
yes.
And let me say this, I'm so ecstatic about this part, because it has been in theory my aspiration that most of our people are going to come through the Entrepreneurial Center to the church. That was what I was envisioning. Can you believe that now, 3 months down the road, this is exactly where more of, probably about 90% of our people have come to our church, and on Easter we had 80 people. And it is just amazing to me to watch that if we only allow the Holy Spirit to burn and to continue to transform even our understanding, because entrepreneurs rebel against status quo, rebel against confinement. If I can just give one word of advice to those women that are listening to me right now and are desiring to just integrate their passion for ministry and also their passion for work, economic entrepreneurship, go boldly. You don't have to divide those two. Build the bridge. Be a creative bridge builder that the Holy Spirit can use you in a mighty new fashion, because you're walking with the Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Svetlana, for being with us today. Such an encouragement for people who would love to get in contact with you, Svetlana, and see what the Ministry of Real Life and the Entrepreneurial Center. Can you give me that website?
Absolutely. We have two websites. One is the church's, and it's Real Life Church, RVA. That means Richmond, Virginia. So Real Life Church, RVA.org. And the center's is reallifeRVA.com.
Yes.
So Real Life, again, RVA stands for Richmond, Virginia. reallifRVA.com. Check us out. Also, I invite them to find us on Facebook. You will find me to be somebody that responds immediately, although I have my plate is so full. But I love to connect with people and to be able to reach out and to invest into those bold individuals individuals that want to really follow the dreams that God has for them. Yes. We are still in a fundraising mode because when you just open the doors and you are primarily bringing people that have been unchurched for long, you cannot expect that they have habits of stewardship and tithing and offering. And so, you know, although I'm beginning to teach on that, it's going to take us some time.
It's true.
Welcoming support. So we're just really welcoming any prayer support, any financial support, or any other way that people want to connect with us and walk this very unique journey with us.
I just want to repeat at the end of this podcast, one of the phrases that really I felt the power of the Holy Spirit when you said, go boldly. And that's what God has called us to do. Go boldly in His name, walking out the call that He has uniquely placed on our lives. And I am so glad to be able to spend time with you, Svetlana, for you to be able to share with our listening audience. You will want to check out her article in the April issue of Leading Hearts magazine, and you can hear about Svetlana, see some amazing pictures of her ministry, and learn a little bit more about her church family and the Entrepreneurial Center. LeadingHearts.com, check it out. Until next time, this is Amber. Thank you.